Yes, the results are in. Everything is ready. Let's go over to the returning officer, Alistair Hamilton.
Ladies and gentlemen, as returning officer for the local authority election for the Port St Mary Village District, I'd like to declare the result. There was a total of 680 ballots cast. There was one spoilt ballot paper. The number of votes for each candidate is as follows. Ashcroft, Richard, David, Charles, 353. Grace, Alan, James, 299. Haywood, Michelle, Eleanor, Kay, 271. Hurst, Robert, 285. Kinley, Christopher, Andrew, George, James, 322. Merchant, Alexander, 272. Fair, Andrew Paul, 428. Sinfield, Rebecca Margaret, 249. Skelly, Ian Paul, 523. Williams, Carol Bernadette, 314. I therefore declare that Richard Ashcroft, Alan Grace, Michelle Haywood, Robert Hurst, Chris Kinley, Alexander Merchant, Andrew Fair, Ian Skelly, and Bernadette Williams have been duly elected to serve as commissioners for the Village District of Port St Mary. I would like to thank the candidates for a good campaign. I'd like to thank the electoral staff for all their help. And while it's unfortunate to pick anybody out, I'd really like to thank the presiding officer, Hayley Phillips. They all made this election possible. Thank you.
And I feel sure the candidates would like to thank the returning officer as well. So we'll talk to the top three candidates over here. They're all bunched up in the kitchen area. Top of the pile, I think. Ian Skelly, yeah?
Yes, Bob, yeah. I'm deeply humbled and speechless, really.
Okay, the usual cliches. Yeah. But what do you think that you can do for Port St Mary in the next 4 years?
Before I say anything, I'd like to commiserate with Rebecca. One of us, unfortunately, has to lose, and I feel sorry for Rebecca. But I think we'll still have to reform. We have to be very vigilant at central government to stop them putting more and more charges on us. Just to benefit for the village overall, really.
Okay. Well, congratulations. What difference can you think you can make?
Well, my campaign has been from the start about more openness and transparency in the in Port St Mary, and I would hope in the other local authorities too. I think that the more open and transparent we can be, the more interested people will be in local politics, and hopefully we'll have a better turnout and a better vote.
There we are. As far as you're concerned, what do you reckon?
Well, I think my main thrust of the next 4 years will be to try and introduce more families into the village, more business, more visitors, and greater prosperity.
Good man. Thank you very much. There we are. The results are in from Port St Mary. Let's return to the studio.